Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, April 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And it's obviously in the best interest of Iran to meet the president's demands.
US hopeful of more talks with Iran on peace and trouble brewing for Micheál Martin among his backbenchers. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the White House has confirmed talks are continuing about more face-to-face negotiations between the US and Iran. The Americans say discussions are going on, although nothing has been finalized. They already held one round in Pakistan at the weekend, and it could host the talks again. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt gave an optimistic update last night.
Discussions are being had, but nothing is official until you hear it from us here at the White House. But we feel good about the prospects of a deal. The president mentioned that in his interview yesterday. And it's obviously in the best interest of Iran to meet the president's demands.
The Taoiseach is under renewed pressure from within his own party over last week's fuel protests. A number of senior backbench TDs are demanding an urgent meeting of the parliamentary party, with reports some are trying to garner support for a heave against Micheál Martin. Last night, the Taoiseach met with three of the youngest Fianna Fáil TDs after they released a statement criticising the timing of the coalition's response to what they describe as deep frustration within communities. The Taoiseach, meanwhile, is in Berlin today, meeting German Chancellor Friedrich Merz ahead of Ireland's EU Council presidency starting in July. Talks will focus on EU priorities, competitiveness, security and international issues, including the situation in the Middle East and Ukraine. Later, he'll join EU leaders on a call hosted by the French President Emmanuel Macron on child protection and online safety for kids. Overnight, Britain again rejected plans for a blanket ban on social media for under-16s, instead backing a flexible approach with measures like curfews and scrolling limits. An investigation is underway after the body of a man in his 60s was found at a house in Belvedere Grove in Wexford town yesterday. Emergency services were called to the scene after concerns were raised by a neighbour. Officers gained access to the property and discovered the man's remains. The state pathologist has been notified. A woman has died and another is seriously injured after a two-car collision in Louth. The crash happened at Bellews Bridge in Castletown near Dundalk yesterday afternoon. A woman in her 60s, the sole occupant of one car, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the second car, a woman in her 30s, is being treated in hospital and Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. Cost rental properties are an average of almost 30% cheaper compared with like-for-like properties. That's according to new ESRI research, which found the scheme is delivering strong affordability gains. Homes are mostly one- and two-bedroom apartments, mainly in Dublin, to try and address shortages within the rental sector. Dr. Rachel Slaymaker, research officer with the ESRI, says those who face affordability challenges are the ones who benefit most from the scheme.
It's really about providing options for middle-income households, those who are facing quite significant affordability challenges in the private sector and also those who are unable to purchase their own home. I think we're well aware of the significant challenges in both of those other tenures. Really, this is a sort of an additional tenure that is designed to give households additional options and allow them to pay lower rent levels and then potentially able to save more as well.
The €100 million fuel support scheme announced for farmers at the weekend could be paid out before the end of July. The payments, based on 2025 fuel usage, may offer up to 20 cents per litre on green diesel. Irish Farmers Journal political editor Pat O'Toole says the Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden told him the scheme will be backdated to March.
It's €100 million. It's going to be 20 cents a litre on diesel purchased. Agri-diesel purchased from the 1st of March forward. It's going to be based on purchases in 2025. It's backdated to the 1st of March and it'll last March, April, May, June and July, the peak months of silage certainty and spring work.
Millions of euro has been spent clearing up illegal dumping in rural parts of the country. An Irish Country Living study found rural roads, beauty spots and forestry entrances are being destroyed with waste like hazardous material, including asbestos, needles and industrial waste. Kildare has the highest cleanup costs of over €500,000, while Leitrim recorded one of the lowest. Investigative journalist Jacqueline Hogg says the prosecutions for dumping illegally are low.
It's frightening to think that over €4 million of taxpayers' money is going to clean up people's rubbish. I contacted all of the local authorities through freedom of information requests. And I suppose the other question I asked them was the number of prosecutions in 2025 for illegal dumping. There were collectively just over 260 prosecutions across the country.
A jury in New York has found Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, ran a monopoly over major concert venues. The case was brought by dozens of US states and could now lead to penalties. During the hearings, jurors were shown internal messages from an executive calling customers stupid and saying the company was robbing them blind. In entertainment news, Madonna is releasing a sequel to her 2005 album Confessions on a Dance Floor. It features tracks including Sorry and Hung Up, the stars reuniting with producer Stuart Price for the follow-up, which is called Confessions 2, and it'll be out at the start of July. And in sport, in rugby, Scott Beamond will name his squad for Saturday's Six Nations clash with Italy this morning. Preparations are continuing for their second round encounter, with Aveen Riley and Sam Monaghan both in with a chance of returning to action. It'll be the first time the Ireland women's team have played at Dexcom Stadium and their first game in Galway in two decades. Fiona Tewitt is welcoming a return to the West.
Galway's a special place in my own heart as well. Mam's from Uachtarard, so we spend a lot of time down there now and as kids and everything, so it's a really special place for me as well. So the Galway girls and all the girls from Connacht, it's obviously special for them too, but really, really excited for it. Our wave is now crashing on the West Coast, so it's exciting.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.